Okay, Kitzer, Simen, Ayin Ches, Sif Ches, the Dinum of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos. So Ches, Im Nimtz Psul B'Sefer Torah, Nisbar Dinum B'Simen Chav Dalet. We had that way back long ago. Im Nimtz Psul B'Emtz Kriyas HaMaftir. Let's say you find the Psul when the Maftir is being read. Im Hu Maftir Shel Chaves HaYoyim. So if it's the Maftir of the Chaves HaYoyim, Kigoin, Biyom Tifu B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Eshkol, Kedoyim, Sefer Torah, Achel, Maftir, meaning if it's not your regular standard week where the Maftir is just a repeat of the end of the Parsha, right? It's an actual new reading. As Dina Kamei Parsha Acheres, then it's like anything in any Parsha. Al B'Shabbos, Poshet, Shema Maftir, Chozim, Vekorim, Masha Korah, Shvi. But on Shabbos, it's Poshet, that the Maftir goes back and reads what he read by Shvi. That's not any extra reading. It's for Kavanat Torah. And the reason why we read Maftir, right? There's a little riddle. Why do we have Maftir? So that it shouldn't look like the Kavanat Torah and the Kavanat of Navi is the same. Shakara b'Torah mevarach tchila v'soif, because when you get an Aliyah, you make a bracha before and after. And Vigama Karabadavi, when somebody reads a Navi, also makes a bracha before and after. Lachain Tignusha Mafti, Yukatchila, Gamba Torah. So that's why we make the Maftir also read some of the Torah. Laharisha Kriya Batari, Hiya Ikr, to show that the Kriya is the Torah, the Ikr. Meaning, you want to make sure that there's no equals between the Maftir and the regular Aliyah. It's more chashuv for the Aliyah from the Torah. Especially nowadays that we only read Maftir because of Minig Ba'alma. Fine. So if you find the psul in the Maftir of the standard week, you don't take out another Sefer Torah. The government of Sefer Torah is there. You finish with the Sefer Torah, but the one who got the Aliyah from Maftir does not make another bracha. Haftarah Aimer Bebrachas. And the Haftarah, you say with the regular brachas, because that's independent. And if you find the psul before you make the bracha rishayna, so then it seems like you should take out another sefer Torah. Meaning, let's say you found the psul before the maftir started laning, so maybe you could just do without it. But the kids are saying, no, you should take out a sefer Torah. The main sefer Torah acher, and if there's no other sefer Torah, azay misha yala b'achrayna hu yomer haftarah im habrachos. Then whoever went up got the last aliyah, meaning for Shvi, he'll read the maftir. And madayin lo yomru kaddish, and if they still didn't say kaddish, yomru la'acher haftarah, then wait to say the kaddish after the haftarah. When was this? We had this shiloh when you make the kaddish after the haftarah. I think during COVID, what was going on by COVID that we were doing this? I can't remember.
Different people reading the Torah, I think, or one person
Maybe,
getting an
maybe,
aliyah or someone
maybe.
getting
And
a
it was
lesser
a whole
aliyah.
shiloh when you make the
Yeah.
Kaddish. Okay, test. Let's say you find a steak with things that are missing or more. Let's say it doesn't change, not the kriya, not the pirush. You don't take out another sefer Torah. If you find it on Shabbos, even though you don't find another sefer Torah, still you should not call up more than seven aliyahs. And the Shvi should read the Haftarah with the brachos. No kaddish until after the kriyas haftarah. That's in a regular Shabbos. And the maftir is from the chayves. You still need to read maftir. By mincha lo yitzu, and by mincha, you don't take out that sefer Torah because it's pasul. Okay, yud. On a day that there's two Sifrei Torah, and you find the psul in the first one, you have another Sefer Torah in the shul, and you want to bring a second Sefer Torah, Yetziu, Sefer Torah, Achra Likras Hashniya. And then you want to take out another Sefer Torah to read in the second one. Lo Yasu Kain, don't do this. Kitrin Likras Mitaycha Sefer Torah, Mashuchan Bishviloi. You have to use the Sefer Torah, what it was prepared for. Meaning you can't switch Sifrei Torah on the go. Right? Meaning since the Sefer Torah was meant to be for Maftir, you shouldn't make it into the for the other one, for the regular lady. B'chein, b'yayim shemetzin, shloisha sifrei Torah, on the day you bring out three sifrei Torah, ayim prima godam, eshel avram, saif simikul mam gimel, b'cheinam hochavu a sifrei Torah, let's say the sifrei Torah got switched, shalakul t'chila samuchan l'achar kach, that he took what was prepared afterwards, yagalulu, they roll it, v'yakhu, es hashniya likras mitach, kol sifrei Torah l'mashuchan, and you just roll it, and you don't, even though you'll save time. It's an interesting din. Normally you save time. We try and save time, tichud tzibur, and we don't roll. We take on an extra sefer Torah. Here we're saying no. Here you take you. We'd rather you roll it. That's the covered for the sefer Torah. You know, say. Here we go. Here's where we get into the whole, all the big disagreements in shul. Right, so say the rachiyuvim hakoydim koydim. These are the order of chiyuvim, meaning who gets first dibs on the aliyas. Chasim b'yayim chupasa, he's first. The chasim b'shabbos shalfnei achasana shemazamren loy, and the chasim by the ofrif, t'haydu shu bachar. That's meaning that's if he was never married. The nar shanasa bar mitzvah b'ay sashvua heim ashovim. The chasim and the bar mitzvah that week are equal. Right? Sandik, v'yayim amila, and Sandik, when the day he's going to be holding the baby by the bris, for Tovis as a tinek b'shas amila, that's the one who holds on to the baby by the mila. Sandik b'yam amila shemachlas as a tinek l'besa knesas l'mulai. That's an interesting one. That's the what we call kvater, right? He's saying that kvater has a chiyav aliyah after the Sandik. Hey, Baal Hayeleda Shiyolda Bas Vaylechas Beisakneses. There's some confusion with this. That's when somebody has a daughter. So he only has a Chiyav Aliyah when the mother comes to Shul. The meaning was that the mother, once she recovers a little bit, came to Shul. On the Shabbos that she comes to Shul, then there's a Chiyav.
It's not on the Shabbos, right? It's not on the Shabbos. Anytime within like
really
48
anytime,
days.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see that in a minute. So, Bala Yeledes, she yolda boy v'lechus beis haknesses, right? Or Bala Yeledes, that she had a boy and she went to shul. V'm'einon holchus l'beis haknesses, and if they don't go to beis haknesses, ain't a bala chiyuvim. They're not chiyuvim, ella im hu yoyim em aleph l'zachar or yoyim pei aleph l'rekeva, unless it's day 41 for the male, when 41 days after the baby's born, or 81 days after the baby is born, Sha'az, whose man havas carbon. That's when they normally bring a carbon. Fine. Zion chasen shayis a chasen asem yem dalit. A chasen whose chasana is from Wednesday, ve'elef, and from Wednesday and on, b'shavis shalachar a chasana, meaning Shabbos Shabbos Brachos. Right? T'vadavka shayi a bachar o hi psulin. That's also only when he is a bachar and she's a psula. So any meaning a chasen on Sunday, the chasen is not a chiyuv on Shabbos, at least according to the kitzur. Yartzeit by b'yayim, he also has a chiyuv. Avi atinak b'yam amila, the father of the tinak b'yam amila. Yartzeit sheyilei b'shvua shel achas Shabbos, the yartzeit that he's going to be during the week. Mayol b'yam amila, the mayol. Asandak b'acharav avia ben, then the sandak, then after the avia ben, b'acharav amayol b'shabbos shel fnei amila. Right, so again, it goes sandak, father, Moyel. Shnechiyim Sham Tali B'das Askan. Let's say there's two people that have a chiyuv, which happens very often, Baruch Hashem. Oz Yatilu Gairel. Then it's decided by the Skan, who really means the Gabbai, or they should do a Gairel. Misha Ein Lo Ironis, Ein Adoich Hashum Chiyuv. Somebody who's not from the city is not doing any chiyuv. I never understood this because, like, what happened to Achnos Asarchim? Right, you have a guest from someplace else; he doesn't get anything. The meaning is that somebody's going to be leaving out of town or is coming from out of town, gets an aliyah. You have a guest, you give him an aliyah, aval ein doichin shum chiyuv, but a guest is not doicha any chiyuv. Fine. So that's okay. There are various minhagim, who gets kadima, that, but that's the basic one according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Simen ayin tes dine maftir uba yud seifim. Aleph, kaidim shekairin lemaftir oimrim chatzi kaddish. Before you say maftir, you say chatzi kaddish. Shoimrim hakaddish, yeh sefer Torah shekaru by alta, v'gama sefer Torah sheyikru by maftir. You should have the sefer Torah that's there now, and the one that you're going to read it at maftir, shneim ala shulchan, both of them on the table. V'yom sheyeh shloishah sefer Torah, and on a day that there's going to be three sefer Torah, ein tzrichan laniach gama sarishan, as a rishan, you don't put the first one. The first one could stay in the person's hands, the one that had the first agma. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop over there. That's right. Those we're going to Aleph Naftali.
Yeah.
Thanks,
yes.
Yeah. All right. Shkoyach, everybody. Thank you, and have a good night. Fine night.
Have a good night. Mishnah Baruch.